This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger delivered an afternoon keynote at TICON 2006. After the keynote, he sat down at a round table on stage to discuss topics more in depth and to answer some questions.
It's wonderful to see all of you. Five great gentlemen. Where are the women?
She introduced you.
Where are the women? I mean, only have... Yeah, I know. The women are sitting out there, but I thought that one of the panelists is going to be a woman.
Why call her?
Must be a cultural thing. Well, this is great. Well, it's great to have all of you. And please, if you have a question, feel free.
Governor, our convener is the woman. She's the one who...
Very nice. Vanny, yeah. Vanny called it. What a terrific woman she is. What a great leader she is. It's really terrific.
So, Governor, you spoke about giving back. At TAI, those of us who have succeeded, okay, we are here to inspire, mentor, educate next generations of entrepreneurs to think big, and we are here to make them successful so that they can create jobs and add to our economy. I noticed that you announced a new budget, and you just mentioned, you know, this great turnaround here in California. From your vantage point as governor, how do you think it came about, and how do you see California's economy going forward in the coming few years?
Well, it is extremely important. Like I said, the day was all great news, because 2.5 years ago when I came into office, our economy, as you remember, was in really terrible shape because so many of the businesses moved out of the state because they felt like that really, you know, they were punished to be successful here in this state. And there were too many regulations, and the costs of doing business here in this state was just too high, especially workers' compensation, which was kind of the poison of our economy. So it was very important to come in here and to show to the business community that we want to turn this around, and we want to create again a positive business atmosphere in our state. So the first thing that we did was to signal that we are going in the right direction, was to reform workers' compensation. It was not easy. It was really a big struggle and a lot of negotiating between Democrats and Republicans. But we finally, with the leadership of Senator John Burton, we did come to an agreement, and we were shooting for 25% reductions. But actually what we got was already 40% reductions, and there's another 16% coming this year. So this really has been a huge success. So that was the number one thing. So businesses really started coming back because they felt like that there's a governor that really wants to take care of business. And I was also, you know, vetoing a lot of the job-killing bills, so that sent a signal to the business community. So now the whole world wants to do business again with California, and I think because of that, we have seen now tremendous stimulation of our economy in every area, if it is farming, if it is the high tech, the biotech, or if it's the entertainment business, and all of those different businesses. There's great, you know, kind of a comeback. And this is why we have this $20 billion of new revenues, which is very helpful because it affords us to go and take care of education. Because as you know, education is extremely important for the future of California. California hasn't really done a great job with education, I have to say, that we have really missed a great opportunity. But now it is important that we see the legislators coming down to my office and we have more discussions about reforming education, putting more money into education, paying back the debt that the state of California had to the education community. And this is why we are spending now $55.1 billion in education, kindergarten through 14 education. And our infrastructure that we have negotiated would take care of a lot of it, because we would build, you know, tens of thousands of new classrooms. We will renovate and modernize another 100-some thousands of classrooms. We will expand our university system, and we will expand our community colleges and also expand career tech facilities and so on. So I think that we are on the right track, and we are going to really build California for the future.
Thank you.
Governor, the economy of Silicon Valley and the economy of Bangalore are getting tied at the hip. And when are you going to make a trip to Bangalore?
Say again?
When are you going to make a trip to Bangalore, India?
Oh, yeah, we will go over there as soon as I do again my trade missions. Because as I said earlier, I think India is an extremely important country for us. We have been having a great relationship with your country. Mm-hmm. And I think that we are tied at the hip. And India, of course, has a great education system. India produces some of the most brilliant people in the high-tech business. As a matter of fact, we use a lot here in Silicon Valley, people from India, and I think there is a lot of opportunities and a lot of potential of doing business together. So I'm really looking forward to that. Like I said, you know, I think the more we reach out as California to the various different countries, especially to your country, the more successful will we be, because this is like one and one becoming three when we work together. So this is what we want to accomplish.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Governor, we appreciate your coming and joining us for this very important conference today. By the way, our country is here now. That is our old country. So I thought, you know, we have this heart balanced very perfectly between the two beautiful countries. So I thought I'll just bring that out to you.
Yes, thank you.
So I think the one of the measures that came out today, and I haven't read all the details, but it's admirable that you have increased the allocation for education significantly. I think we commend you for that, because
Thank you.
Think we as a state and as a country are falling behind, and that needs to be dealt with by the leadership and decision makers like yourself. So that is very positive. My question, and you have talked about some of that in Dr. Patil's question, is in regard to the allocation of these increased funds that go towards education, are we earmarking specific funds for teacher excellence, teaching quality improvements, because science and math, we need to do that. And also, are we looking at retraining of skilled people who are finding it necessary to be retrained to be competitive in the job market, because there is a shift, global shift of jobs moving from here to there. So those two areas, teacher excellence and the retraining, I believe, are something I hope the state is addressing, and I'd like to get your viewpoints on that.
Well, I think it's a very good question, because I think education, as you know, it ought to be and is our top priority. What is important is that, first of all, we don't have our children study in overcrowded classrooms and in overcrowded schools. Right now, we don't have enough classrooms in the state. Too many of the classrooms have like 30, 40 kids in there with one teacher, and they can't handle that. So the education then falls behind. The learning, it just takes too much effort to really teach 40 kids versus 20 kids. What we want to do is have just 20 kids in the classroom. And this is why this infrastructure that we have just approved Yes. is so important, because we will be able to build the extra classrooms and build the extra schools, especially small schools. So that's number one. Number two, what is important is that we create as quickly as possible more teachers, because as we expand schools and as we build new schools, we need more teachers. But in one area that we are falling behind is in math and science teachers. And this is why we put extra money aside from creating more math and science teachers. And we made a deal with the UC and CSU system so that we speed up the process of creating more math and science teachers. As a matter of fact, our goal is that by the year 2010, that we create four times as many math and science teachers. So that will really be very, very helpful, so we can get them out there and teach our kids math and science, which are very important subjects Yes. to teach them. So I think it is absolutely crucial. But then also, what is important is that the money, the increase in funding that we have now given to the schools is used for creating equal education for all children. So there will be, this money will be specifically earmarked, and we are going to negotiate, the legislators in my office will negotiate to make sure that we are going to put this money in the right places, so we created equal education. And as you know, that we settled the Williams lawsuit, which was a lawsuit where they sued the state for not providing equal education and not equal opportunities. When I became governor, we settled that suit, because I said, yes, you're right. The state does have the responsibility to create equal education, to provide equal homework materials and equal learning materials and all of those things, and equal quality of teachers in the city schools and in the low-performing schools. So there's some reform that has to take place still in California in order to create that. But education, 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 it's extremely important for us for the future of this state. Absolutely.
Governor, you honor us by your presence here.
Thank you.
You know, I would readily admit I'm a fan of your movies. Most probably, like many of us here, most probably have seen most of them twice, at least.
Very nice. Thank you. No wonder I make all this money from the movie business. That's really good.
You know, and I travel between the U.S. and India, you know, very often. And while India is growing, one of its constraints is really the availability of good infrastructure. So my question is really on infrastructure, but I couldn't resist telling you that in your movies, I would say that you have most probably destroyed more physical infrastructure. you know.
You're absolutely right.
But I think the $37 billion infrastructure package which you put together and the legislature has passed, I think has great promise for California and addresses a really good issue. Where do you think that, how will this really help? Apart from the things, what are the other areas that this spend will really help? Being an entrepreneurial organization, do you see opportunities for entrepreneurs in the way in which this money is spent, obviously building, construction, and everything else? And secondly, the lead which has been taken by California, do you see that now the other states, with what happened in Katrina and everything else, would follow your lead in the other parts of the US?
Well, I think that we have seen that California for a long time has been the leader in a lot of areas. And I think that other states will follow. As they will follow with our stem cell research, because we were the first state to commit $3 billion for stem cell research. I think this is the first state that commits to a large amount of money, to $37 billion for infrastructure. I think that they will inspire other states to go in the same direction, because it's not just California that needs to rebuild its infrastructure and bring it up to date for the population growth that we have. But also the rest of the country, the whole United States, has to really pay more attention to building and rebuilding the infrastructure. Because without the infrastructure, we really cannot grow as fast as we could. We cannot really live up to 100% of our potential. We see it right now, for instance, here in California. We cannot unload our ships fast enough because we are the trucks and moving the goods, they get stuck in traffic because we don't have enough roads. The road system, the transportation system that we have built is for 20 million population, but not for 37 million, and definitely not for 45 million, which we will have very soon. So I think it is extremely important that we really build more roads, more tunnels, more bridges, more on-ramps and off-ramps, and really get also the goods as fast as possible off the ports. One of the first things that Prime Minister Koizumi said in Japan, when I visited Japan, was he said, Governor, please unload our ships. Because, you know, that our ships are waiting out there. And I said to him, you know, they're waiting because we can't unload them fast enough because of the traffic problems we have. And he says, we'll fix it. And I said, well, it's easy for you to say. I said, it's not that easy. I said, so this is why we had, it was very important for us to pass this, because if we can unload our ships faster, if we can move people and goods around in California more faster, that's economic power. That is what is important, and we are the gateway to the Asian market. Asia, for instance, your country, is exploding right now. They're spending a lot of money on infrastructure. They're building and building and building. Well, we have to do the same. If we want to be their partners, if we want to go into business with them, if we want to benefit with the Asian's explosion, then we got to also have an infrastructure that is ready to go. And this is why it is important that we start building right away and take care of those problems. If it is building more schools, or if it's building more roads or more bridges, and to take care of our levees, which is extremely important, to bring them up to date and to fix them so that people can live safely, because it is, after all, government's number one responsibility is to protect the people. So all of those things are extremely important, because then we are ready to go and take on all the extra partnerships and businesses. And that's what I want to sell all over the world, is for businesses to come in here and to be our partners. Like I said, we are open for business.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Governor, I want to ask you a question about entrepreneurship. As you can see from this audience, this is probably one of the largest congregations of entrepreneurs in one hall, entrepreneurs and business leaders. A fact that a lot of people don't know is that besides being a governor and a movie star, you're also an entrepreneur.
Right.
In fact, you were a real estate entrepreneur even before you became a movie star. So can you tell a little bit about a little bit of history about your entrepreneurship experiences and how this entrepreneurial experiences helped you shape the job you're doing as a governor?
Well, first of all, let me just say that I don't think there's a place in the world like California where you have such unbelievable opportunities and where there's really so many possibilities of being successful as an entrepreneur.
Yep.
All you have to have is the intelligence and have the guts to make the moves and to make the decisions.
You bet.
And I think that when I came over to this country, I recognized that the first thing that I had to do is I wanted to study business. So I went to college and I studied business. And I studied accounting and I studied, you know, marketing. I studied micro and macroeconomics and the whole thing really to get up to speed and to understand the American way of doing business. Because now this was my new land, this was my new country, and I wanted to really learn how America functions versus Austria, where I came from.
Okay.
And it's quite different. So that really helped me. So then when I got into the movie business, after I was finished with my bodybuilding career, after I won 13 world championship titles, I got into the real estate market because I actually, my original intention was that I wanted to make enough money from real estate so when I go into the movie business, I don't have to do little parts because I wanted to work my way up. I wanted to become a leading man.
Wow.
I wanted to take on starring roles.
Okay.
And so I didn't want to go and say, have some producer say, well, this guy has a German accent. He looks big. Let's have him play a Nazi role here in some movie or something like that. You know, or this guy has big muscles. Maybe we can use him as a bouncer in the background or something like that. That was not my style. I wanted to be a leading man, so I said to myself, if I have enough money, I don't have to take those parts. You know, so I made millions of dollars in real estate before I ever got into the movie business.
Wow.
Then when I got into the movie business, I didn't have to take those parts, and I really could plan and work my way up the movie, the ladder, and with Conan the Barbarian, and with Terminator and Commander and all those things. But that was the goal, but then I realized that there was such unbelievable potential here in California with real estate, so I continued with the real estate market instead of trading up. Started with a 6-unit apartment building, trading up to 12-unit, and then to a 36-unit, and it got bigger and bigger, and then all of a sudden, I had hundreds of apartments that I owned in office buildings and developing raw land and building buildings on it and so on. So it really, and now I enjoy the real estate market tremendously. So I think that this is the place where you can do that. I mean, I don't think there's any other place where you can have that kind of a success. And I was very fortunate that when I got into the real estate market also in the 70s, we had here a very high inflation rate. And because of that, which was bad for the economy, but it was good for the real estate market because you bought something 1 year for $450,000. And then all of a sudden, that was worth, you know, 2 years later, $2.3 million. Or you bought something for $5 million, and in no time, it was worth $10 million. So you could really make a lot of money. So there was a great potential. So I believe in entrepreneurship, and I think this is the right state to be a great entrepreneur and to really take risks and to go all out and be successful.
Well, it's definitely worked magic. I think if you look at this audience of entrepreneurs, they believe in it.
Right. Now, I can see that there's a lot of very hungry people out there who says, well, wait a minute, where are my millions of dollars that I can make? Where should I buy my apartment building or my office building and all this? But this is the place to do it. So I just...
Do you use any of that entrepreneurship skills and business skills in being a governor of California?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that I couldn't do that job now if I wouldn't have taken all the business classes and if I wouldn't have been involved in business, if I wouldn't understand accounting and bookkeeping and inventories and all the things that I studied in college and also way back in Austria I studied that. So I think that this was very, very helpful to now sit there and to negotiate the budget and to really understand the complexity of our economy and what we need to do in order to be business friendly and to make sure that businesses in our state can succeed. And this is why I think I have been very successful with the help of both parties of Democrats and Republicans coming together, working together. But this is all about entrepreneurship as much as being a governor, as much as when you want to create a career for yourself, it's all about vision. What vision do you have? And I always was very good, and I think this comes from my athletic background, to create a vision of where you want to go and to have total faith in that vision. Have total faith that you can do it because there's so many people around that always tell you it can't be done.
Yep.
I remember when I was in Austria And I said, I want to be a bodybuilding champion. They said, it can't be done. You can be a skiing champion or a soccer champion, but Austria is not known for bodybuilding and for having big muscles. It can't be done. So I did it. And when they said, you know, that someone with a name like Schwarzenegger and with a body like this and with an accent that I had, he says, no one has ever become a movie star with those three things. And they said, it can't be done. And I did it. I became the highest paid entertainer in the movie business. So the same was also with this, that people said, we can't bring California back. We cannot make this again a pro-business state. And we did it. So I think that we should not listen to people saying what can't be done, but only think about what is your vision. Do you believe that in this vision? And then you have to map it out of how do you turn this vision into reality. That's what it's all about. And I had total faith in California that we can turn it around. But anyway, I want to thank all of you for your interesting questions. I want to thank the audience for listening. Thank you for being here today. And I want to say thank you to all of you for having me here today. This is really terrific, a great opportunity for me to reach out to you and to say thank you for the great contributions that you've made to this state. Thank you very much, all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. And just remember, I'll be back. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful. Delighted to have you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.